Computer stations at the job service office in Green Bay are filled with people like Ida, who's looking for a job as a certified nursing assistant.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm just down here looking and, you know, taking other classes and everything. If anything else come along, I'll take that too right now. So anything to help out, you know, at home. So
Ida and her cohorts at the job service office are among the estimated 7% of Wisconsin workers who don't have jobs. That number is actually improving over where it was in December of 2007. That's where Laura Dresser pegs the beginning of the recession. Dresser is a labor economist for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, also known as COWS.
I think we can say we're in a recovery now. That's because we're not going down anymore. We're going up or staying steady.
Dresser says the first quarter of 2011 showed some consistently positive numbers. Still, she says the state's economy has a tough row to hoe.
Wisconsin still has 125,000 jobs less today than we did in December of 2007. So that's a very significant jobs hole and a very long recession.
Anyway, Dresser says we're no longer in a so-called jobless recovery, but pre-recession employment will be a long time coming.
At this rate, we will get back to the level of jobs we had in 2007, not until May of 2013.
So what's an unemployed person to do? The executive director of the Bay Area Workforce Development Board in Green Bay says, first off, apply for jobs. Then James Golombeski says, stop smoking, lose weight, and read. Companies want healthy, engaged workers.
Well, no employer is going to come and say to you, I didn't hire you because you're too large, because you reek of cigarettes. They're not going to tell you that. But that doesn't mean that that's not the reason. Health insurance is a huge cost to employers these days.
It can be tough for employers who want to hire. Golombeski tells of a Green Bay company looking for 134 entry-level people.
850 people applied for those 134 jobs. Three-stage hiring.
Even in a tough economy, it didn't work out. The company winnowed those 850 applicants down to 24, then found out some of them neglected to mention their felony convictions.
This company looking for 134 people in Green Bay at $15 an hour hired 17 people. And I have that straight from the horse's mouth.
Ida, our aspiring caregiver, has taken Golombeski's advice to heart. She has certification as a CNA, is going to school to become a child caregiver, and is getting computer training. Even though she's now out of work, Ida is hopeful that the nation's long economic nightmare is ending.
You know, it's not coming as fast as people would like, but it's slowly coming out. You know, we got to give it just a little bit more time, but we'll make it. We'll get there.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.